Moncrief on News Talk.
The band Kneecap, are famous or infamous, depending on your point of view, for all sorts of reasons. One of them is the trademark tricolour balaclava. It's a sartorial statement that began with Dubliner Lewis Kenny, who created them. Afternoon, Lewis.
Morning.
How's it going?
Afternoon.
Well, quite the champagne lifestyle.
Oh,
you
no,
must have.
Yeah,
you,
it's
think
it's
morning,
yeah.
You still think it's morning. So, was this kind of just a chance meeting in Cork that you met them?
Yeah, it was a funny one. Like, so basically, I usually kind of like to take the summers to myself, you know, kind of go off, kind of travelling or doing whatever. And this time, I was cycling around the country, and I kind of usually just put the message out anyway, and being like, if anyone knows anywhere, you can kind of put me up. And my mate Dan, who actually went on to become their manager, actually put me in touch with one of the lads' brothers, Anna, who had a gym down in Cork.
Mm.
So I was staying with him anyway. This was before I even really heard any, even before I heard Kneecap really. And anyway, the lads were performing at a fundraiser for a gym in the West Bank down there. And at the time, they weren't like massive, you know what I mean? So it was like they used to wear a black balaclava with Trícaig written across it. And anyway, after the gig, I just went up to them and I said, just like, would you mind if I made you a balaclava? And they said, absolutely, yeah, would you? Any chance you can make an Irish flag one?
Yeah.
And I said, yeah, come on, I'll give it a bash anyway. And
yeah.
The first one I made was absolutely atrocious, you know. But like, honestly, if I could show you a photo of it, you'd laugh at it. It was really bad. But then the second one I made ended up becoming the, I guess, the quintessential one that you see them wear.
And you're not a professional knitter. That's not your job.
No. I'm not a very hobby knitter. They're very much a hobby knitter. I'm actually I'm a horticulturist by trade.
Right, okay. And how did you get into knitting?
It was a funny story. So probably about 12, 13 years ago, I was in IEDT, there was a girl I fancied in the college. She ran the knitting society. And so I said, look, I'll join the knitting society anyway, and I'll see if I can get in there. Now, it didn't work out with her, but I ended up keeping up the knitting. And now, yeah, I'd say my hands are probably better with the weaving than the women, you know.
Yes. Now, and when you made the first two of them, would these balaclavas surviving a single gay even in that people, I assume, would be trying to, you know.
Yeah, well, actually, yeah, that's what it was usually. Now, it actually happens less and less frequently now, I think. But yeah, it was like, so JJ, it'd be very common to kind of do stage dives and kind of crowd surfing and stuff. And he said it happens quite often. Like when he does it, he has to keep hold of the balaclava so people don't try and rip it off him, you know. So at the time, it's happened a couple of times where it's kind of gone missing in the middle of a gig. And then he'd have to get in contact with me and saying, here, can you get us another one?
Yeah, because I assume he'd need a few of them anyway.
I'd say he has a good few on rotation at this stage now.
Yeah. Now, and how many of them have you made?
Ooh. I'd say probably about 7 or 8. Like, depends on the situation. I've made JJ personally probably about 6 or 7. Mm. I made the balaclava that he wore at the IFTAs, the one that he wore at the BAFTAs. I made 5 for the Kneecap film. And then probably another 3 or 4 then, I guess.
Okay,
kind of interspersed.
Have you kind of farmed that work out now? Subcontracted it?
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't say farm it out. No, I have, guess it'd be my auntie-in-law. She helps with it as well. And there's a woman, Olive, in Tipperary, I think. And she helps me with them as well.
Yeah. Okay. So, in a year, they must go through a fair amount of them. Just the tricolour ones.
I'd say 99% of the business I do the ones that sell would be the Irish tricolour one. But like I do other ones as well. I'm working on a whole kind of Celtic Nation series balaclava designs. I've worked on one for some different bands. At the minute as well. I have a Palestinian one that we use to raise funds for the Ackley Gym in the West Bank in Bethlehem. There's a few other designs and other stuff in the works.
Yeah.
It's not just the Irish one, but I guess it would be predominantly one. It'd be probably that one, like the more Kneecap kind of.
So even though you still are a horticulturist, you now have kind of a fully fledged side hustle going on.
No, it wouldn't be like that now. To be honest, it was kind of like what you said with the two women who make them for me. You know, I don't really believe in kind of profiteering off other people's labour. So I'd probably make, if I was to sell 2 a week, which I probably do now, I'd probably you know,
yeah,
it would probably just be worth my time to kind of process all the orders and kind of give it to them. The majority of the money will go to the people who actually produce the.
I'd say as well, there's probably, are there millions of people online now producing tricolour balaclavas?
There's a good few now. It's actually, I'd say probably since last August, it's kind of exploded now. I've seen TikToks, all over Instagram, all over online marketplaces and stuff. Other people selling them. I would say, and then the range of quality is drastic.
I would imagine so. I would imagine, but they basically stole your design, haven't they?
Yeah, I don't know. See, like it's funny. Knitwear is a funny one. You know what I mean? It was like you can't like. It's just like I don't know if it's some sort of copyright thing, but it's really hard. It's like even in the knitting community, you wouldn't really say people robbed your design. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But look, you know, it's like I'm happy for it. It's, you know, it's good to be able to say.
Yeah. Is it difficult to knit a balaclava?
I would say, I would say it's like the way it works is. So usually how knitting machines work, or even just like knitting in general works, it works in the row. So it goes back and forth rather than up and down.
Mm.
And so if you're knitting, like let's say the tricolour, if you were to knit it, you know, horizontally to the way it is, there's no issues doing that. You're just changing the colour on certain rows. But the way it works with the tricolour kind of vertically is that you need to change colours on each row. And stuff, so that's called intarsia. So it's a little bit difficult.
Right, okay.
You know, it's like there was a steep learning curve for me from the first one to the second one over kind of what that was. Now I'm not a trained knitter or anything, I'm self taught. So like even when some people ask me to explain kind of how it is, what I do, and I'm like, I find it very hard to tell people because I don't really have the terminology to be able to express that to them.
Yeah. And who are the other band that you've made balaclavas
for? There's a couple of them. I made one for Macklemore. Made one for Macklemore. I made one for a band called Portugal the Man in America, which is great actually. They were actually probably the band that I was listening to most at the very time that I went to those knitting classes about 12 years ago in IDT. So that's that was a man kind of come full circle. There's been other people as well wearing them. I know Mia Khalifa's worn them. What's his name? Tom Hardy's worn them as well. So they're popular, they're out there, like, you know.
Okay, alright, so you're kind of a balaclava maker. Is there a term for a balaclava maker?
No, just
balaclava maker.
No, well, Olive, the person in Tipperary now, they say, they call us the Midnight Knitters.
The Midnight Knitters. Wow, congratulations.
Thanks.
Lewis, thanks a million for coming into us today. That was Lewis Kenny there, the Midnight Knitter to the stars. Lewis, thanks a million.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.